I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's do this. Favorite day of the week, Thursday. A lot of fun stuff to get to. Mario Courtney Lopez here. NBA Hall of Famer, Lakers legend Magic Johnson is going to join us in a bit.
Plus, we'll see what life at Courtney's Corner has for us. Ask random questions, dig into the buzz, and more. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez, let's get to your comments. What'd you find, hon?
This is from at Fallen Blur, and they said, dang, Mario, body splash and cigarettes was a smell I could have gone the rest of my life without remembering.
At Fallen Blur is referring to a meme I posted where I said, in the 90s, every girl smelled like body spray.
It was sun-ripened raspberry.
Yeah, from Victoria's Secret.
Or Bath and Body Works. And I used it.
Yeah, exactly. Case in point. And Marlboro Light cigarettes. Every girl, for some reason, smelled like that in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I could smell that pic when I posted it through my phone.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. And I finally have gotten Mrs. Lopez to start training in jiu-jitsu, not just her, but our daughter Gia.
Whole family.
They're going to be...
your family of fighters.
They're going to be crazy. They're going to be training together. Well, here's the thing. It's an all-women's class because jiu-jitsu, very intimate, very physical. And maybe I'm a bit old school, but I'm fine with her doing that with ladies. And it's good to know. It really is the gentle art. It's the thinking person's martial arts. And it's incredible self-defense. So God forbid you're ever in a position, it's good to know you're already strong and athletic. So I think you're gonna like it. And I think it's a good bonding for you and Gia. I know you're just humoring me, but I hope you do like it.
Arguments at your house are gonna get chaotic.
I know.
Oh, that's right. We're gonna be throwing down a Casa
Lopez. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna shoot first, then I'm gonna choke him out.
There you go.
With Sonny's like strange toddler strength, he's gonna win it all.
Right. Thoughts?
You know, it's something to try. I don't like being barefoot.
What do you mean you don't like being barefoot?
I'm gonna wear yoga socks.
No, you have to be barefoot.
Why do I have to be barefoot?
So you can grip the floor.
Everybody is barefoot. What do you mean you don't like to be barefoot?
Like, what if they're not?
You're always barefoot at the house.
Yeah, but I never like to dance barefoot.
A lot of girls do, though. I never liked that.
I never liked it. I just don't like being barefoot.
But you're barefoot on a mat. You're not barefoot on the floor. And the mats are clean. So you're barefoot on the mat. Trust me, you need to be barefoot.
What if we get you some of those, like, foot glove shoes?
No.
That's what I want to do. Like, the toes that are like the gloves.
I don't think you can wear them.
Professor Robert said, she texts me, she don't like to be barefoot. Is she just messing with me? I go, I think she's just messing with you.
And then I told him. I go, I have this thing where I'm afraid of pinky toes, and if they get close to my face.
Stupid.
But it's true. I don't like to be barefoot in classes.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Time for my wife to step into the spotlight. Here's Courtney's random thought. What is it, honey?
You know, Dominic is so into dinosaurs, and I just think they're the sweetest things. But I have noticed lately that the scariest dinosaurs are the carnivores.
Lately? You just noticed that?
Well, no, going through the dinosaurs with him. And then the healthiest dinosaurs are the herbivores.
Okay.
And the most polite dinosaurs are the por favors.
Hey, that's good delivery. You did it. That was good. Except you laughed before anyone else had a chance. That's a good one. That is a good one. The scariest are the carnivores. The healthiest are the herbivores. The most polite are the por favors. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. Our inbox is lighting up thanks to the talkback button on the iHeartRadio app. Looks like we've got something from Dylan in SoCal.
I love your station and keep up the good work.
Aww.
I like Dylan. He sounded like a youngster right there. Thanks for listening, Dylan. Appreciate you, buddy. Also got a request from Christian in Tupelo.
Can you play Black Bear?
Christian's right to the point.
You know what? He's not wasting our time.
He's not. Very polite, too. We're going to try to get that in the mix for you, Christian. You can leave us a message, too. And feel free to, elaborate if you want. Yes. Find the talk back button at the bottom.
Say hi to me.
Say hello at the bottom of the iHeart app.
Like just me.
Hey, y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. And if you follow me on social media, you should, by the way, because I'm mad funny. You'll see that I posted something asking a question, basically saying, you can have one thing for free for the rest of your life. The options were flights, food, concert tickets, gas, hotel rooms, or clothes and shoes. Honey, what would you say?
Clothes and shoes.
You know, a lot of women actually responded that way. And mind you, this is just you. And yeah, you can get top designer stuff that gets very, very
pricey.
It's
not just clothes. It's clothes and shoes. That's so you're technically getting two things.
That's huge. Initially, I said food because food is life. It seems practical. You'll eat that every day.
I feel like that, yeah, would be the answer for
that
me.
That would be the answer, right? That would kind of make the most sense. But then I thought about it. It's just me eating. So I still have to feed my family. So. Okay, I'm taken care of. It does help. But what I think would benefit all of us is if I were to go hotel rooms. Because then you can get this fat suite somewhere. The whole family can move in. And we're there for the rest of our lives. And don't have to pay any sort of rent, mortgage, what have you. I think that's probably the most bang for your buck. And you get tired of living there, you switch it up to somewhere else.
And you know you'll never be homeless. You might starve, but you'll never be homeless.
Wait, if it's only for you, though, how can your family stay in the hotel?
You're the only, in other words, you would only get food. But if I get a big old suite, it doesn't matter. Like, I can get food for myself, and they can, I guess, share a little bit.
But what if you get the suite, and then the hotel's like, yeah, but you got to pay for these three.
No. You get the right. bed. That's
He's
your suite.
He's making up his own rules.
That's
right
the
now.
Context. Here's the context.
I'm going to go food because that's the one thing that's like a major necessity. See, I didn't think about the hotel room from the angle of I could just live there forever. I thought of
this is
I don't
for the rest
use
of your
them
life.
Often.
Free for life.
Yeah. So
you don't
live.
Have to think about it. You don't have to. Food, you're going to eat. You're going to survive, right? But you also have to pay rent and mortgage, or you don't in this case. You go hotels. I think that's the case. Mm-hmm. I was surprised because, you know, most people were commenting. Flights and concert tickets. And you
know
what?
I'm going hotel now.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. A quick look at everything making headlines right now. Producer Fraser has a 411.
Yeah, a few things trending you may want to check out. Ed Sheeran, Steve Aoki, and more are going to be performing during Formula One weekend in Miami coming up next month. Get all those details. The Kardashians trolling each other. Kourtney Kardashian hilariously trolling Kim's viral meltdown. You can see how she pokes some fun at her sister. And actress Lauren Graham revealing the last gift Matthew Perry gave her before his death. Find out all about that and more right now on WithMario.com.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. Selena Gomez has picked up her next big role. This is very cool, too. She's going to be playing 70s songwriter Linda Ronstadt, one of the greatest singers, really, of all time. This is going to be a biopic about her life. She's an 11-time Grammy winner. It's going to be produced by the same people who made Walk the Line about Johnny Cash, so that should be really good. And Selena going back to her Mexican roots, because Linda Ronstadt, too, is a Mexican girl from Arizona, and I think that was part of the allure for Selena, so we'll see what's up.
This will be on our list.
Yes, for sure. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Broadway is seeing purple.
On with Mario. Hollywood Buzz.
It's been 40 years since it topped the box office and won an Oscar, but Purple Rain is being adapted into a stage show. I love this. It's being written by the same guy who's currently a Broadway darling for his play Appropriate. The original movie back in 1984, which I've seen 1,000 times, grossed nearly $100 million, which is a lot of money back then. Wow. And the soundtrack also sold 150 million copies worldwide and counting. Of course, I'm talking about Purple Rain, infamously written by Prince. And the Michael Jackson show was great that I got to see. And Prince, they always used to try to kind of pit him together, but he was like in his own lane, his own vibe. And I love me some Prince, but oh, we're going to have to go see this, honey.
For sure. It's my favorite color, too.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. Barbie could one day be heading to Broadway. I was waiting for that. Mark Ronson said he's ready to turn the blockbuster into a musical. He's just waiting for the call.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mario Lopez, music rolls on. Just a few more songs, and then going to get Lakers legend, NBA Hall of Famer, my guy Magic Johnson on Zoom with us. Excited to catch up with him, so hang tight for that. In the meantime, if you got a song you want to hear, please tweet it my way, at On With Mario. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, NBA Hall of Famer, Lakers legend, my man Magic Johnson. Welcome to the show, sir. How you been?
Oh, I've been good, Mario. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. Always enjoy catching up with you. I've been seeing you. Well, the last time I've been seeing you is usually at the Dodgers games, ironically, not the Lakers games. We'll get to that in a second. But first off, LeBron recently became the first player with 40,000 points. So I know he came straight out of high school, and I was trying to do the math. I'm like, would Kareem have gotten that had he not gone? What are your thoughts, and where do you put him with the all-time great conversation?
Oh, that's easy. He's definitely one of the all-time greats. I mean, he's right there with Michael Jordan in terms of, you know, one of the greatest that's ever played. Right there with Kareem, one of the greatest that's ever played.
Yourself.
So, thank you. And what he's been able to do to be able to play, 21 years, I think it is, and or 20 years, one or the other. But to keep his body in such a great condition and strong, and really never had a serious injury, right?
That's exactly what I always say. Aside from his athletic ability, it's his durability to me that's most important.
Yes. And then to be able to actually be a pass first player and to still score 40,000 points is amazing. And I'm just happy that he's wearing the purple and gold Laker uniform. And we as the fans, just like Kobe was special, Shaq, on and on, Kareem, he's special wearing the Laker uniform. And I'm happy that he broke the record a long time ago, 38,000. And now to score 40,000 is amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. Well, Magic, hang on for me. Going to take a quick break and then lots more to talk about with Magic Johnson.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Getting back to Magic Johnson, who's on Zoom with us. Mario Lopez here. And Magic, you're here today to talk about RSV infections. Tell us a little about this new campaign that you've launched.
Yeah, Mario, I teamed up with GSK. I partnered with them to sideline RSV. It's a common contagious virus that really are affecting those who are 60 and over. And we want everybody 60 and over to educate yourself about RSV. Call your doctor, call your pharmacist, make sure you get all the information, because last year 177,000 people were hospitalized from RSV and 14,000 of them end up dying from RSV. So we want you to make sure you educate yourself about RSV, and you go to sideline RSV.com to get more information as well.
Magic, hang tight. Gonna play a few songs and then we're gonna come back with some more MJ. I'm Mario Lopez. Got NBA Hall of Famer Magic Johnson on Zoom with me. And Magic, I know you said you've never watched Winning Time on HBO. Is there still an opportunity for that entire story to be told?
Yeah, the right story.
right.
Mario, you know, it's always a story or it's the right story, right?
Exactly.
I think that the Lakers, the franchise, is such an amazing franchise. And I just want the real story to be told about Dr. Jerry Buss, about the players, about Jerry West, you know. And so it wasn't the real story. So that's why all the Lakers, we didn't watch it, because it's hard, Mario, to go back and capture Showtime unless you were right there in the moment, because there was so many elements to Showtime. You know, there was the Laker girls, you know, so you Paula Abdul and all of them down there dancing. Then it was the show on the court with all of us as the players, and then Dr. Buss, the ultimate playboy, you know, and he had Hugh Hefner and all the playmates. And then there was the Forum Club, because that was the hottest nightclub in the city.
I remember.
Was actually in the Forum.
Yeah.
So it was all of those things. And it's hard to capture that unless you were right there and you were a part of it.
I got to get back to the music right now, but I got one more thing I want to ask. So hang tight for me, please, Magic. We're going to have more with Magic Johnson coming up. Wrapping up with Magic Johnson. You're on Mario Lopez. And Magic, back in the day, because I just saw this the other day. Back in the day, I mean, I've seen it a long time ago, but it's resurfaced. You were in MJ's video for Remember the Time. What do you remember about him approaching you and about shooting it? That was funny. That was wild.
First of all, I had the Jackson 5 poster up, right? So I was already a MJ.
Who was it?
Fanatic.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about a fanatic. I tried to grow my fro like Michael and Jackie and Marlon, and Tito, all of them, you know? And so then I get this call, right? I was friends with Jackie. Jackie Jackson used to come to every Laker game. So I became friends with him, Michael's brother. So I get this call. Magic, this is Michael. I want you to be in my video. I hung the phone up. Mario, somebody playing a joke.
Right. Somebody doing a depression.
Exactly. So the phone rings right back again. Hello? Magic, this is Michael. It's really Michael. I said, this is not no Michael Jackson. So I hung the phone up again.
Oh, my God.
So 5 minutes later, Jackie calls me. He said, Magic, that was really Michael calling you. What? Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Magic, you know I love you, man. I really appreciate
you
taking the time. Congratulations on everything. And listen, go to AlMario.com to learn more about Sideline RSV. Magic, I'll see you soon.
All right, brother. Tell your family hello.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Okay. All right.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
I'm Mario Lopez. How awesome is Magic Johnson, man? I love that guy. I love talking to him. And that Michael Jackson story was unreal. Definitely worth another listen, which you can do if you tap your iHeartRadio app and check out our interviews podcast. Full chat with Magic Johnson is going up now. You can stream our full conversations with both Paula Cole and Daphne Oz. Just search Mario Lopez on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your pods.
I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, just a few songs away from stopping by Courtney's Corner for a new life hack.
In the meantime, would love to play a song for you, so tweet your requests our way at On With Mario.
Hey, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for some fresh life hacks in Courtney's Corner. What you got for us today?
We're talking habit stacking.
Huh.
Okay. These are little things in life you can do at the same time, like...
Oh, multitasking.
Say you want to do a clay mask on your face for skincare, vacuum the house while you let that mask soak on your skin. You do that at the same time.
Yes.
That is habit stacking. If you're a college student, listen to lectures or audiobooks on your phone as you go for a long walk. You are habit stacking.
I love it.
Watch videos or shows that you like on an iPad while washing dishes or cleaning the kitchen. While your coffee is brewing, clean your countertops real quick. This is what you need to do to habit stack.
I was an unintentional. I was an unintentional habit stacker. I watch shows while I'm on the life cycle or elliptical.
Yeah.
When I'm painting my wig for Just for Men, I'm cleaning or packing.
Cleaning. What are you cleaning?
I'm cleaning these.
I'm genuinely curious.
Or unpacking. I'm a habit stacker. Did you just rebrand multitasking? When I'm in the restroom, I do my memes. Yes, that's true. And I read. Habit stacking.
Very true.
Basically, this is just a fancy schmancy way of saying doing a lot at the same time.
Multitasking.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Lopez. Producer Frazier is here with me to keep us on trend. What do I need to catch up on today?
Yeah, quite a bit of Hollywood buzz. If you want to catch up on everything, just hit up the website. One of Rachel Zoe's most panicked moments. You're not going to believe who it involved. A huge pop star. Find out all about that. If you missed the solar eclipse on Monday, you can check out some of the stunning images of the total solar eclipse from across America. And Tori Kelly revealing how her hard health scare inspired all that fresh new music.
Good info right there. You can find all of that out on withmario.com. Music rolls on. Got a request before I head out for the night? Hit me up on Twitter, at On With Mario, and hang tight. One last thing coming up after a few more songs. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for one last thing. These are words we still use, even though they no longer make sense in the present. For example, what, honey?
Hanging up. When a call is over, no one has a hanging landline anymore. But
you still end it.
But
we use the phrase hanging up still. I feel...
Like we're hanging it.
Correct. Like we're hanging, like putting it on the... That's such an 80s term right there. Oh my gosh, it's great. I'm going to stick with hanging up though. I'm hanging up now.
No, you hang up.
See?
Rolling down car windows. Now they're all electric.
Well... You do say roll down your window, and you don't.
Right.
Wow, it's amazing how
I mean,
these
they do
expressions
just kind of
stick
slide,
around.
I guess.
But we don't say power down or power up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You say roll down your window.
Yeah, yeah. No, the kids say it too.
Of course. Wow, that's fascinating.
Taping a TV show, it's all on DVR now. I say this a lot. And
you still say taping? I just say make sure you record that.
I say taping, and then when you're doing a movie or something, I say film. I never know the correct terms to call things. Like,
yeah,
I feel like...
Technically, yeah, we're not taping anything.
Yeah, no, it's true. And if it's not on film, it's not filming. It's technically taping because you're videotaping or videoing. I don't know.
Well, we see C people in emails, which stands for carbon copy, which hasn't existed for decades.
Well, if you email someone, they still have a CC in your email.
Well, that's what she's saying, but it's not an actual carbon copy.
No, correct. But I'm saying we don't have a choice. It's still there.
Yeah, unless we change the word.
Right.
Yeah.
I like CC.
Even podcast is outdated. We no longer listen to iPods.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's right.
I never knew those two went together.
Yeah.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
All right, our time together is over, but we're back tomorrow with more music, fun, and Hollywood buzz. Until then, Mario and Courtney Lopez, and good night.
Good night.
On with Mario Lopez.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.